Jack and News. Trending now.
In the traffic, Devalt has broken my heart.
Die verkeerslig by WF in Komo en Transoranje is ook uit. En die verkeer is maar chaoties.
I'm sorry.
Die Johannesburg Christus Alliantie is ook jammer oor wat in die stad aangaan. Hulle bevraagteken die feit dat die voormalige burgemeester Kabelo Gwamanda steeds op Johannesburg stadsraad dien. Hy is die afgelope naweek afgedank nadat hy verlede maand in hegtenis geneem is vir 'n begrafnisdiens slenter waarin hy na bewering geld gesteel het by inwoners van Soweto. En dan na die buiteland die polisie in Indië se noordoostelike staat Manipur is vroeër vandag aangeval en minstens 10 mense is dood. Die aanval is geloods deur die Kuki minderheidsgroep en die geweld vorm deel van 'n string onlangse gebeure en spanning tussen Hindu en Christen gemeenskappe in hierdie streek. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Intussen hou Antonio Senatore van Cartesian Capital die plaaslike nuusfront dop wat sake nuus betref.
Vodacom saw operating profit dip 5.2% to just over 16 billion rand. And headline earnings per share fell by 19.4% for the 6 months ending in September. This was mainly because of currency depreciation in Ethiopia and once-off costs in its international business. However, if we adjust for those currency fluctuations, as well as the impact of mergers, acquisitions, and disposals, then operating profit grew by 9.6%.
Senatore brei uit op hierdie syfers en geef ons 'n beter prentjie van waar dit aangaan.
Given the expected impact of the currency depreciation on full-year earnings, the board declared an interim dividend of 285 cents per share, which is down 6.6% from the same period a year ago. The group increased its customer base by 4.2% and now has 49.2 million customers, with service revenue growing 1.3%. So that was driven by strong performance in mobile data and beyond mobile services, which includes digital and financial services.
Een dollar kost in die omgeving van R17.95, een euro R19.09 en die pond staan op R23.08. Goud wandel teen $2,621.35 per fyn ons en olie $72.11 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Versheer, meer nuus om 6.
It is just after 5:30 time for the sports report with Joe Mann. It's brought to you by Superbets. Know your sports better than anyone else. Prove it at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with some cricket news. Marizan Cup and Ayabonga Kaka have been rested for the T20 series as Cricket South Africa names a Protea women's squad for the England Tour of South Africa. The multi-format series will see the Proteas playing 3 T20, 3 ODIs and 1 test match. The Proteas decided to rest all-rounder Kaka and Cup and wicketkeeper batter Mika van der Ridder. And additionally, spinner Seshni Naidu will focus on her academic commitments as she completes her matric exams while waiting to represent South Africa at the next Under-19 World Cup in Malaysia. Stellenbosch FC forward Devon Titus has been called up to the Bafana Bafana squad following Mihlali Mayambela's withdrawal because of injury. Mayambela was injured while playing for Cypriot side Aris Lissamol this weekend and will not be joining the team in Johannesburg as they prepare for the Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against Uganda and Sudan. Barcelona star forwards Robert Lewandowski and Lamine Yamal have picked up injuries which have ruled them out of the international break, according to the Liga leaders. Lewandowski suffered a back injury in yesterday's 1-0 defeat at Real Sociedad, during which he had a goal controversially disallowed, and there will be no reunion between Springbok hooker Bongi Mbonambi and English loose forward Tom Curry at Twickenham on Saturday. Curry suffered a head injury in England's 42-37 loss to the Australians this past weekend. Consequently, he will not be able to play against the box on Saturday. And in terms of tennis news, at the ATP finals, well, we've already got a big upset with Carlos.